From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, November 8th, 2011. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
The last 2 weeks included at least 4 different announcements related to new offerings for indoor locating. Navizon, CSR, Ericsson, and a startup called Euclid Elements think they have key parts to the indoor location boom. But is anything really new and compelling? We'll have a look inside after a word from Directions Media.
It's your time to sound off. Give us some feedback about what you want to read, see, and hear from Directions Magazine. Take this year's annual reader survey and tell us what you think. It only takes 5 minutes, and you'll be entered into a random drawing for one of 3 Amazon Kindle Fires. Go to the homepage of Directions Magazine and click on the survey ad or the link at the top of the homepage at www.directionsmag.com. Thanks, and be sure to tell a friend.
Now, Indoor LBS LLC announced its latest report on the indoor market in September, and they cover companies like Apple and Google, Microsoft, Cisco, Skyhook Wireless, MGM Casino, Qualcomm, and Verizon. And in their press release, they say, companies in this space have already seen double growth in their revenue. Now, I'm not sure over what period that double growth happened, but clearly something's going on if we have 4 announcements in the span of 2 weeks. And let me just quickly recap those announcements. On October 26, Navizon announced its new indoor positioning platform. It's called the Indoor Triangulation System, ITS, and let me quote, "With the addition of Navizon ITS to its global positioning technology combining GPS, Wi-Fi, and cellular signals, Navizon is the first company to offer a global micro-positioning solution. Navizon's ITS nodes are located within 100 feet of each other, covering a 3-dimensional area such as a multi-story building or a multi-building campus," unquote. You stick up some devices in your space and add those to all of these other technologies, and you have what they call a global micro-positioning solution. On October 28th, Ericsson Labs introduced the Indoor Maps and Positioning Platform, which provides developers with the tools necessary to create indoor maps and enable positioning on those maps. So that's a developer solution. On November 1st, CSR announced a new platform and a new chip. Surf Fusion platform fuses location information from multiple technologies to make extremely reliable and accurate indoor location and navigation a reality. And again, it's that idea of pulling together multiple solutions in one place. And the big thing about the CSR solution, of course, is that you need a new chip to do that. And finally, a new company called Euclid Elements, coming out of stealth mode, with a solution to keep track of individuals who pass by your brick-and-mortar establishment, who comes in, for how long, and so forth, and that's all based on portable Wi-Fi-enabled devices. So, with all that as background, Joe, let's start with the question of why all of a sudden this seeming boom in indoor interest and offerings?
That's a good question. I think what we're seeing is the last mile concept here of linking technology to an application related to either a data or, in my mind, one of the holy grails is indoor location-based advertising and positioning. So, whereas we know outdoor navigation very well, we've got established technology. What's happening now is we need to move indoors. So where we had before just seeing routing and navigation outdoors, we're now bringing that down to the last mile. We're seeing positioning going on a very individual level inside of buildings, knowing where you're located in a multi-story building as well as just on the ground floor. So it's where people are now seeing the opportunity, and that opportunity to me is directly related to advertising.
So does that mean that sort of we would run out of opportunities in the outdoor locating? That's sort of wrapped up in a sense? Is that fair?
No, not at all. But because I think there we haven't quite done the last mile of linking more advertising and location-based advertising opportunities. Near field communications is becoming really big. Placements on billboards, as you drive by, what you see in vehicle still hasn't really been addressed as far as popping up an ad in your in-vehicle navigation system. So I don't think that has played itself out yet, but certainly companies are looking for that opportunity indoors, and I don't think they want to miss the opportunity. I mean, let's face it, this concept of indoor location has been around for a long time. We've been wanting to map the store floor for over 20 years. I talked about it a long time ago. Our good friend Hal Reed talked about it and wrote articles for Directions. The indoor mapping is not a new thing. What's new is the integration of certain technologies that make it easier to do this mapping, and then obviously linking it with advertising.
Okay, well, let's move on then to the within these announcements, and maybe within some other announcements over the past year or so, what really is new?
I think the Navizon announcement is pretty cool, and I think the CSR announcement is really interesting. And what CSR did in terms of a new chip architecture was putting multiple sensors on a single chipset. So you want GPS, that's fine. We can sense Wi-Fi, that's cool. And what they're linking it to is the individual architecture of the phone, which also takes into account how can we utilize the accelerometers and the other MEMS, the microelectromagnetic sensors on the phone, the gyroscopes, the compasses, which directly impacts battery life. So what they're trying to do is, okay, give me the app. I'll look at the app, determine whether we need highly accurate GPS or not so accurate cell location, and utilize that area of positioning, that accuracy of positioning, to get the right amount of battery power and balance battery power with application. So that's not new technology, it's just integrated technology.
Right, and CSR would make money because they'll sell their chips into specific devices?
Right, next generation chips, and of course what CSR said was that chipset isn't going to be available until middle of next year, so you're really looking at phones that won't be available easily for a year down the road.
Okay, so their job is now to convince the phone manufacturers that theirs is the chip to use.
Correct, right.
Now contrast that with Navizon, which is basically saying we have a software solution that we've now added another source to, but to use that source, you have to go hang these devices up in your indoor location that you're interested in.
Right, and we've seen those kinds of solutions before, too. I put a link in our show notes to Q-Track. You don't hang devices there. You have essentially an antenna-based system. It's all about getting the right hardware in place with inside a building. So that's got to be a solution for a really fairly limited market, I think. Hospitals could certainly use it. Other places which need to have the location of employees, maybe manufacturing floors and transportation depots, something like that. It's got to be the solution for the right market in my way of thinking.
Right, and maybe that's sort of what we're getting to, is that these solutions really are going to end up in use in different marketplaces.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's the case.
Now, what was your take on the Euclid Elements solution, which also you put a device in your geography, and it senses mobile devices that are Wi-Fi enabled and are on, and while it doesn't track you individually, it does grab your MAC address of your hardware, so it knows, in a sense, that you are an individual and what your behavior was. And it can sense how far away you are from the sensor, so it knows whether or not you came into the establishment, how long you stayed, and so forth. And you aggregate that information and can use it to determine the best way to enhance your business.
There are a lot of assumptions with what Euclid is doing. you have to have your Wi-Fi on, for one. I don't always keep my Wi-Fi radio on.
Because it's a battery drain?
Correct. And the other one is, can you capture a statistically valid sample of those passing by? So I think those are two big assumptions, and I'm having difficulty getting over those assumptions, right? I think it's interesting, and maybe more people will keep their Wi-Fi radios on if they don't proceed, or if they solve the problem of the battery drain. I think it's a non-invasive way of doing indoor positioning, which may eventually play itself out to be the best solution, as opposed to installing hardware.
Or even installing an app.
Right, exactly. I would love to see them come out with more explanation of how they're going to get people to turn on their Wi-Fi radios. There's got to be some incentive-based item to do that, I think.
If you think about it, one of them would be having free Wi-Fi at the establishment. You have to think about what kinds of establishments would be ripe to purchase it. Now, the launch partner is a coffee establishment called Phil's, and I don't know whether they have Wi-Fi, but I would imagine that they do, and that's one of the draws.
Let me take the big picture approach here, which is, what's the barriers to any of these opportunities? I think there are two big ones. One is the telecommunications industry itself and the cell phone manufacturers, and two is the automotive industry. Those guys control a lot of our location-based activities. And unless you get them on board with incentivizing them to know that they're going to get a piece of the action, I'm going to have a hard time seeing that any one of these solutions is going to make a big play in the near term. I think you got to get the guys on board first who are going to be the barriers, right? They're going to have to open up a little bit of their kimono to give the users access to all of this great technology. And again, I'll go back to the Holy Grail, which is location-based advertising. Nobody's put together all of the pieces yet. This is one element that will help get them there. All of these four announcements are pieces of the location-based advertising puzzle. And in particular, if you want indoor positioning, you want to be located to some place that you frequently buy stuff, malls, shopping centers, whatever that may be, in terms of getting people to the right place to give them a free coupon, whatever that is. It's not all there yet.
Now, I'm hearing from you that the driving force behind this is indoor location-based advertising. But clearly there are other uses for this kind of locating, indoor navigation being one, health and safety kinds of things where the fireman's going into the burning building for two, and three, just sort of infrastructure management. Where is this machine that I need in my hospital?
Right. And those are all fantastic applications of a limited market. Not necessarily any less important. I think the health and safety and hospital applications are really, really significant, because you can imagine how much money a hospital can save by, one, locating equipment that gets lost, two, locating a doctor when he's needed most. So those are great applications. I guess I was, you know, I'm looking at that larger dollar market in the advertising space.
And it certainly seems that while those are all very important uses of indoor locating, they don't demand as much activity as the potential of advertising to consumers.
And one of the questions we should ask is that, you know, is this technology going to be immediately used? Or are you going to look at this and say, I really want to have that on my mobile device? And I think we're still looking at our best navigation options, you know, of driving down the road rather than indoor navigation. And I don't know if it's hit critical mass or critical awareness yet of anybody to say that I would immediately want to download an app. I think one of the most unique applications I've seen over the last year is something from a provider called Aisle 411, which tries to get you to the actual product section within a supermarket, so that you don't have to go running all around the store to find my Skippy peanut butter, if you weren't familiar with that store. And yet, that isn't linked to any advertising incentive. It's just, I want to find Skippy peanut butter, here's how to get to it in the store. Again, all the pieces not quite there.
Right, and I'm not sure that the demand for indoor navigation is as high as maybe we'd think. I mean, I think we like the idea of being able to be routed, say, through the San Diego Convention Center to a particular room, right? I mean, it's a nice idea. But if you read the signs and look at the map, you can figure it out.
Well, true. And yet, let's take an example we're all familiar with, or many of us are getting to different conference venues, like at a conference like GeoInt or the Ezra UC. If I have that loaded onto my calendar, something I need to get to, I want to know immediately which direction I should be headed to get there on time. So that's a unique application in a limited period of time that would help me get to some place that I really wanted to go, because I don't really want to look up in the signs and get twisted around. I want to be immediately directed to where that location should be.
Yeah, which sounds lovely. But in reality, navigating that particular venue with the thousands and thousands and thousands of people, if you try to navigate looking down at your phone, you're not going to do too well either.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. So maybe we haven't quite solved even that rather common problem, right? But I think it's coming. I think these kinds of applications will eventually hit the critical mass, will be used. I just see that it's an absolute must that the people who have the data must supply this. And I'm thinking of, and I was asked this question last week when I was speaking at GITA Ontario, which is, do you think product manufacturers and retailers will have a database that they will release to the public about their store keeping units, the SKUs, such that before I go to the store, I will be told where in that store the product of interest to me is will be located. And to me, that sounds weird right now. Nobody's ever going to do that. But the analogy I've gave is we didn't think we'd ever want 24-hour weather channels either. But the linking of your inventory with building information models and now with indoor navigation, I think you put it all together with an incentive, and I think you eventually there will be somebody who will provide that information and an app to get you there.
Now, that's an interesting one, because why would they offer where it is in the store? Why would somebody choose that option over, I'm going to order it on my phone and drive over there and they can hand it to me at the pickup place, you know, where I don't have to get out of my car? So, in a sense, have them pick it up off the shelf for me.
That's an added value service, right? So are you willing to pay that added value for somebody to do your shopping? It's sort of like Peapod, right?
But it doesn't usually cost any more.
Well, not now it didn't. There used to be a value-added service to that, but now you're right. It doesn't cost any more. So I think it's what your habits will be.
I got it. It would actually cost you less if you go into the store and locate it yourself. Why?
Well, that's a good one. Yeah.
Because then you're looking at all the other stuff in the store.
Right, and that's the other avenue of location-based advertising. Those retailers have to give you an incentive to get you inside the store. But once you're in the store, the location-based couponing, I think, will begin to kick in. And that's where I haven't seen anybody do that, but you can certainly envision a Groupon doing something like that, somebody who's into navigation with location-based advertising. Somebody will solve that problem and will go out of their way to make the deals with the major retailers, and maybe with some social networking app like a Foursquare, which to me has yet to put together the Holy Grail either. So I think there's a lot of elements that still need to come to place, but I think the problem will eventually be solved.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
We at Directions Media would certainly like to remind you that we have an open call for presentations to our 2012 Location Intelligence Conference and the Oracle Spatial Users Meeting, a combined venue, a combined meeting that will be offered May 22nd and 23rd in Washington, D.C. Find out more information at locationintelligence.net.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can contact us on Twitter @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine, where this podcast is hosted. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.